السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2272 of our daily Nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the 17th of Rajab. And today we do three ahadith from Ibn Majah, and all to do with the lepers, people who are suffering from leprosy. We know Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-juzam. The ahadith are mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-juzam. We seek Allah's protection from leprosy. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. I seek protection of Almighty Allah from all the dreaded, terrible diseases and sicknesses. Now let us see Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an. He was one of the last Sahaba and companions radiallahu an to pass away in Medina Munawwara. He states, Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akhadha bi yadi rajulin majzumin. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own Mubarak blessed hands took the hand of a person who was suffering from leprosy. فَأَدَخَلَهَا مَأَهُ فِي الْقَسْءَ. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered and put his hand inside the plate and the bowl or whatever, the utensil which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was using. So meaning we're going to share and you eat, I eat. And then Nabi alayhi salam summa qal, kul, eat, thiqatan billah, place your trust in Allah, wa tawakkulan alayh, and you place your trust in Almighty Allah. So it shows we don't believe this what people speak about contagion and contagious disease and so forth. Everything happens with the will and decree of Almighty Allah. So this was the taqwa and piety and all to set the precedent for humanity. So it shows that Nabi alayhi salam did that also to show that we must not believe that then who made the first one sick. That was a question Nabi alayhi salatu salam asked as well. And then we go to the second hadith. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who's buried there in Taif, remember, and he was so young when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, he was not even baligh and mature, and he became Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge. He states, Anna Nabiya sallallahu alaihi wasallam aqal, the Master alayhi salatu salam said, La tudimun nadar ilal madzumin. Don't keep on staring and looking and look at those people who are suffering from this. They also will be upset. Make shukr, beg Allah and say, Allahumma inna nas'alukal afiya. Ya Allah, we beg of you, grant us safety, security, good health, wealth, everything that is halal. And Allah gave us health. And when we see people like this who are afflicted, affected, say that Alhamdulillah alladhi afana, or afani for myself and afana for us, mimma btalaka bihi, compared to what Allah has put you through the trial, Allah has saved us, given us health and so forth. Mimma btalaka bihi, wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdwila. Allah has given us me, wa faddalani. Given us preference on majority of his creation. So that is the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. So don't keep on looking at them and so forth. That is unbecoming of a Muslim. Make shukr to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Third hadith of Ibn Majah. So they was fi wafdi Thaqifin, in the wafd, the delegation of Thaqif that came to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara, rajulun majzum, there was one person who had leprosy. فَأَرْسَلَ إِلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said message to him, Irji, you go, فَقَدْ بَايَعْنَاكَ, we have already taken your oath. So it shows that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم did different actions. Why? Because this ummah today, you get different types of people. People who got strong iman, mashallah, that they will sit with the person and so forth. People who are a little bit not so strong and so forth in their faith, then they will say and claim this one, that one. So rather they practice on precaution and stay far from the person. But you must believe, kul kullu min indillah, everything comes from Almighty Allah. We don't blame people and so forth. You can't say he coughed and I got sick. No. So you must remember that, but we must take precaution as well. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.